Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningnenem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. State Budget 2025-26 proposes new initiatives to boost employment and economic growth. Free movement regime takes center stage during question hour on third day of the 14th Assembly session. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio projects 843.1 crore rupees deficit in State Budget 2025-26 due to carry over deficit. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio suggests resettlement to resolve Dimapur railway land issues. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today said the budget 2025-26 reflects state government's unwavering commitment to fostering economic growth, improving public service delivery and creating employment opportunities for citizens of Nagaland. Announcing several new initiatives, Mr. Rio in his budget speech said the government will launch a special initiative under the Nagaland Skill Mission to train and provide employment opportunity for at least 5,000 youth in the sectors of hospitality, tourism, banking and insurance, construction, healthcare, logistics and drone technology within the financial year. Under the mission, 5 crore rupees has been allocated. Further, to dovetail the mission, the government is launching the Nagaland Tourism Hospitality and Transport Scheme, which will provide concessional loans to entrepreneurs to set up 500 homestays and 200 tourist transport vehicles. To leverage emerging technologies, he said, the drone training and logistics program will be introduced with an earmarked fund of 2.50 crore rupees. Mr. Rio said, to nurture future leaders and policy innovators, the government will launch the Chief Minister's Fellowship Program with 2.50 crore rupees. The Chief Minister also announced a new initiative in the current budget with an allocation of 15 crore rupees to fast-track the development needs of villages in the interstate border areas. The reduction in area of free movement regime, FMR, by the Ministry of Home Affairs dominated the question hour on the third day of the ongoing 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly session today. Raising the issue, MLA A. Nyamni Konyak urged the state government to take strong action and voice concerns over the construction of border fencing. He also opposed the authorization granted to the Assam Rifles for issuing border passes to residents of these areas. Mr. Konyak further suggested that the state government empower a magistrate officer to be posted in the border areas. MLA P. Longon expressed that removal of FMR is a serious issue for the people living in border areas, disrupting their daily activities. He also proposed stationing an administrative unit at Pangsha and opposed giving Assam Rifles a free hand in issuing passes. In response to the House, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio emphasized the seriousness of the removal of FMR and the Protected Area Regime, PAR. Highlighting the state government's commitment to the issue, he mentioned that it had raised the issue with the union government on several occasions. He shared that during a cabinet meeting on January 6th, this year, the state government had submitted a letter to the Ministry of Home Affairs requesting a review of FMR and PAR. However, a reply has yet to be received from the ministry. The Chief Minister also proposed the adoption of a resolution on FMR and PAR, which will be taken up tomorrow. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today tabled a deficit budget of 843.21 crore rupees for the financial year 2025-26. The deficit is primarily due to negative opening balance carried over from the previous year. In his budget statement for the financial year 2025-26, Mr. Rio projected gross receipts at 24,849.01 crore rupees and gross expenditures at 24,699.01 rupees. Mr. Rio also announced an improvement in the estimated fiscal deficit for 2024-25. The closing deficit, which was initially projected at 905.71 crore rupees, is now expected to close at 843.21 crore rupees, reflecting a reduction of 62.57 crore rupees. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has suggested the resettlement of families affected by encroachment issues related to the ongoing Dimapur Railway Development Project, stressing this as the most effective solution. Responding to supplementaries on the status of Dimapur Railway Station during the question hour today, he emphasized that while the government strives to ensure justice for landowners, cooperation is essential and landowners should be flexible and not make unrealistic demands. He noted that in the past, land allotments had been mishandled.
There are some people who got the land patta as per the rules, but many pattas issued not as per the prescribed guidelines. And therefore, there are two categories. As finding and recommendation is made, if we can look for a resettlement, that will be better option. Otherwise, if we go to compensation, we cannot pay the market rate, nor we can pay in full. They have to give up their demand, if not fully, but they should be absolutely reasonable to pave way for the interests of the state.
Mr. Rio added that any compensation would need to be reasonable and in the best interests of the state. Emphasizing the long-term impact of these issues, the CM warned that unless changes are made, the state would continue to lose revenue and the situation would worsen over time. He expressed his commitment to resolving the matter with public support and ensuring the upgrade of Dimapur's railway infrastructure to meet international standards. Mr. Rio also informed that the Railways Ministry had approved the Tuli Railway Station in 2011-12. However, he said the project had not been implemented because the ministry requires land free of cost. Minister in charge of Transport Department P. Paiwang Konyak today said the development of Dimapur Railway Station under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme is facing significant setbacks due to encroachments. Replying to supplementaries in the Assembly, Mr. Konyak revealed that the station is being developed in two phases. He, however, said there are currently 92 encroachers in Phase 1 and a staggering 1,067 encroachers in Phase 2, leading to 40 ongoing court cases, 39 under the Dimapur District Judge and one in the Guwahati High Court Kohima bench. The minister also informed that the house that eviction process cannot be carried out until litigation is resolved. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has said many organizations established in the state which initially started with noble aims have become less effective or defunct over time. In his response to the discussion on mushrooming of unions and associations in Nagaland in the Assembly today, Mr. Rio explained that the registration of societies in Nagaland is governed by the Society Registration Act of 1860. He pointed out that societies must adhere to the laid-down norms. The Chief Minister noted that many organizations remaining non-compliant, contributing to the mushrooming of registered societies in Nagaland. He said at present there are 7,952 registered societies, with 2,064 seeking renewal and 244 newly registered in 2023. Mr. Rio called for the Home Department to carefully review and categorize all registered societies, determining which should remain operational and which should be dissolved.
Those who are not working according to their constitution, bylaws and objectives, we should reduce. Therefore, it is very good that this Akas House initiated a discussion, deliberated and creating awareness among our society.
The Chief Minister emphasized the need for substantive reasoning in making decisions and urged the members for clear deliberations both in the House and Cabinet to address the situation effectively. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. State Budget 2025-26 proposes new initiatives to boost employment and economic growth. Free movement regime takes center stage during question hour on third day of the 14th Assembly session. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio projects 843.1 crore rupees deficit in state budget 2025-26 due to carryover deficit. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio suggests resettlement to resolve Dimapur railway land issues. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.